All right, our next guest is a stranger to no one, and he played some great football last year. He was all over the field making plays from his slot on the defense. They moved him all over the place, and he got to the football again and again and again, and he got hurt, man. Rhett Ballew, glad to have you with us. We enjoyed calling your number all season long.
Great to have you with us.
All right, sir.
Rhett, it's great to have you on with us tonight to talk about your teammate and friend Harrison Spencer. So thanks for being on the show with us. Hopefully for doing this, you're going to get a dinner or some wings or anything, at least out of Harrison for this?
We'll do something.
You'll do something? All right, well, good. I'm glad to hear. Rhett, before we get into your relationship with Harrison, let's talk a little bit about what being a War Eagle has meant to you. Any key point in time that really stands out to you during your time at South, or something you will never forget?
I'd say the locker room, for sure. The guys in the locker room, we've always had a tight bond. Everyone's been close to each other. It's always been more than football. Always made sure to be outside with the guys, not just on the field with them, and build a good relationship with them. So I'd say, for sure, something I won't forget about South is just the bonds I built with everybody, not only the coaches but the players.
Yeah.
I've met a lot of lifelong friends on the team.
Did you vote for him for captain, by the way?
Oh, of course.
All right. Let me ask a question. Sitting here, do you think they're going
to
say no?
Don't judge me.
I got
now.
Nothing. I mean,
we want everybody to
hear. Everybody voted for
him. Affirmative. Of course
yes,
you did.
Sir.
But no, it's great to hear you say that about the locker room, because, you know, these are the things on the outside that we don't see or hear. We wonder. You know, we wonder, especially if a season's not going like it is.
Yeah.
You know, you hear people say all this, but I've always felt that locker room has stayed together and everything. And that's a testament to you guys, especially as seniors, first keeping that going. So also, your brother Braden graduated last year. What was that like, being able to play and have your brother on the field with you?
That was real fun. A lot of arguments. It was real fun being able to play with him, you know, with him being a year older. I played with youth with him a little bit.
Yeah.
But just being able to be on the field with him again, it was really fun.
What did you guys argue about with him? What was the biggest argument?
Offsides call. He tried to get in my ear.
Oh, you guys didn't have any of those, did you?
Oh, I had a couple. I'm not going to lie about that.
That's funny. So, obviously, I think you just answered my next question. So, obviously, are you guys really competitive and at home always trying to see who can outdo the other, or who does – or does your sister outdo you both?
Oh, no. No, sir. Not at all.
Yeah. No.
There's not much competition with that. So,
you win over on everybody?
Oh, yeah. No doubt.
Would Braden, if he was sitting here, say that?
Yeah.
He would?
I think he would.
Really?
If okay. he was
when
being
did
honest.
You guys, when did you guys first get close? How
sophomore year, I'd say, for sure, because our sophomore year, I felt like me and Harrison were the only kids in our grade that got like thrown in the fire on the varsity part of the field. So I felt like that's what really built our bond, was being able to understand each other, being like thrown under the fire at a young age with all these seniors and these bigger guys on the field. I feel like that's when we really connected the most, and then it just got from there.
Great. So in the 2024 season, you were injured for a good part of the time. How tough was that, knowing it was your senior year?
Oh, it really stunk, just seeing the guys out there giving it all they had, knowing that I could have been out there with them. But it was still fun out there watching my guys, watching Harrison go out there and make huge plays, you know. So I wasn't too down on it. You know, I still got to go out and watch my guys play. So that was definitely a positive for me. So.
And was it how big of a lift was it for you to be able to come back late in the season?
Oh, it was awesome, especially with the big Lambert game that we had at the end of the year. That's my favorite game of the year. So it was definitely awesome. Gave a little hope for me, definitely. So.
You obviously did a great job, but health-wise, were you really 100% or what? Or was it 80 and you just wanted to come back?
Well, I thought I could have been back for the Denmark game. I was definitely 100% back, but...
Fantastic.
Well, yes,
I'm glad to hear that nobody let you out there to work. All right, the question I'm asking everyone, so I want to ask you as well, what was the feeling like when that clock hit zero in the final game of your high school career at South?
You know, it definitely hurt. But like I said earlier, you know, I just went back to having the opportunity to play with my friends like I did here, you know, playing with Harrison, playing with Will. You know, if I went to another school, I wouldn't have the opportunity to do that. And, you know, we didn't have the best seasons, but for me, in those hard seasons that we had, I built the best relationships I could.
Those of you that were out there, you were dedicated.
Oh, yes, sir, absolutely.
Man, you guys played your hearts out.
Yes, sir. So I'd say, yeah, definitely that.
Okay. And you and Harrison are seniors together. Talk a little bit about your relationship on and off the field. How long have you two known each other?
I've known him since he got to the high school, since freshman year. We went to different middle schools, so I didn't know him then. But once he started playing football, we got to know each other a good bit, and then we started hanging out a lot and became good friends.
When did that bond really start happening, you think?
Definitely sophomore year.
Yeah.
Summer going into junior year. About thinking about the new football seasons, we like to talk about that and just always talking about our competition and talking about other guys and football across the country. And
Ari, let me bring you back into the conversation here. What kind of conversations did y'all have on the sidelines as you went through the course of a football game?
I'm going to be honest, probably I don't think I could say it on here, the type of conversation. Because it was all over the place.
You're firing each other up, right?
Yes, sir. We're firing each other up. We're yelling at each other, smacking each other's helmets. So, I mean, it was all sorts of stuff, off the field stuff. Whether it was school, just family life, you know, stuff at home. So
he was your main guy.
Main guy. Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right.
Yeah. So how would you describe Harrison as a teammate and a friend?
Definitely a team player, a locker room guy. Yeah. You know, he says something that definitely the underclassmen, everyone's going to listen. You know, those times in the field where stuff's not going right, everyone's going to look for him. Definitely me, on and off the field. You know, if something's going on with me, I'll call Harrison. On the field, something's going on, everyone looks to Harrison because, you know, key players like that, people look up to because, you know, they're the leaders of the defense and the leaders in the offense.
Yeah. How much, I mean, in the locker room, I mean, obviously you got the coaches that talk and everything, but, you know, how much time do the players or do you, the seniors and leaders, you know, get a chance to get in front of the team and talk and, you know, really, you know, say what you think and what's going on?
I don't think there's like a set time. You kind of just have to take command of the room. So it's like coming in from halftime, you know, before practice, after practice, if you have something you want to say, you got to go in. You got to take control of it because it's not just coach isn't going to ask you to just step up there and, you know, talk to the team. That's just not how it works. I think you really just have to take control of the situation. You have to understand the situation and what's going on. Read the room, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So stuff like that.
As a captain, how, you know, because you have four others, how different is your role as a captain, you know, versus, you know, a regular senior?
Well, I think that everybody should be a captain. I don't think there should be four captains. I think 11 players on the field, they should all be a captain. And, not all 11 players are going to have the captain or they're not going to walk out for the coin toss or whatever. But at the end of the day, you should have 11 dudes that are willing to step up for what's right, step up and take charge of the team, step up, hold players accountable. Because at the end of the day, if you don't have 11 dudes out there that are willing to do that, I don't think you'll be very successful. And I'm not throwing shade, but it is what it is.
That's an interesting thought.
I like that. Yeah, that's a great comment.
All right, well, away from football, off the field, what's your guys' go-to thing? You guys video games? What do you do? What do you guys do for fun?
Games. Huh? We're always outside. You know, we like to go to bonfires, basketball. Just always be outside. No, not video.
You guys
games.
Like a little bit of hoops in the driveway,
absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely, yes, sir. We'll go play basketball at Windermere, throw it down, yes, sir.
Right on.
Fantastic and everything. So, do you think you'll be able to make your way to Kentucky at some point to catch one of the games?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. More than one.
More than one road trip. Maybe
he's going to be up there all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Let him get you in trouble now, man.
No, sir. No, we have a Georgia State game here at home, so I'm sure he'll be able to catch
that. Oh, right on.
Well, I would say we could all make our way down to that one, you know.
Yes, sir.
Fantastic.
That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, I mean, well, you know, that's something else, too. I can't remember, but, the stadium was the old Braves Stadium and taking over, and then you guys may not even know it, but, you know, South Forsyth played the first football game in that stadium against Roswell after it opened up.
And that was a win, too.
It was a win at overtime, and a double overtime win. So, yeah, South played the first game there. It was fantastic. So, Rhett, for yourself, what are your plans, thoughts after high school? What's going on with you?
Planning on becoming a plumber.
Are you really?
Yes, sir.
There's money in plumbing, baby.
Is.
Let me tell you something.
Yes, sir,
get a redesign at our house, man. I can tell you.
That's big. So what? When did you decide that? And was there somebody in your, you know, in your family tree or anything? That's
oh no, sir.
Have you been working on it in your, you know, your off time, just playing with pipes at home and stuff?
Oh
and
no, not at that.
Doing the hanger.
Your dad
thing,
doesn't let you go cut pipe at home.
Oh no. It was definitely interesting trying to explain, like, yeah. Oh, yeah, I want to be a plumber. But
no, that's awesome.
Yes,
he's
sir.
He's gonna plumb.
Yeah.
It's definitely an interesting profession. And
it definitely is. No question
there's a
about
lot,
it.
There's a lot to it. It's not just, you know, just like fixing a toilet or a sink. You know.
Listen, you can save the day for people as a plumber, yeah. Man. You can absolutely
you know
save the
I'm
day.
I'm going to throw you guys for a loop here, and my wife will probably laugh back there. Do you know on television there are plumbing championships?
Really?
There is.
There
I
you
mean,
go,
it,
baby.
It,
oh, yeah. There's
a goal. Tell you how bored. One night we're flipping through. CBS Sports had National Plumbing Championships on, and it was putting a water heater in and the whole process and everything.
Somebody's on the clock.
It was intense. It went for 2 hours on CBS Sports. I mean, and it was fun. We watched it. We watched it. Well, that's fantastic. So what do you – to become a plumber then after, you know – What's the next steps after high school and everything?
So there's multiple things you can do, but the route I'm taking is I'm working with a company where I can get my license through them, okay. So I don't have to go to trade school. Or
you'd be do some apprentice work?
Yes, sir. Exactly.
Trail with some other –
working on the job with them, plumbers. Just watching, learning.
Yeah.
And
My wife and I are talking about putting a spigot in. Our kitchen wall is right here on the outdoor wall attaching to the patio.
Yes,
and
sir.
We want to put a spigot just from the kitchen right through the wall, but it's brick. You got to – Chop into brick. You're gonna be able to cut through the brick. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yes, sir. You can.
Are you gonna be one of those guys somebody can call 24 hours a day?
Mm-hmm.
24-hour plumber, right there. Red balloon.
Give me a call. I'll be there.
I tell you what. Well, we're gonna have to make sure and keep that in mind. All right. We're actually almost done. Any final comments or words of wisdom to Harrison as he finishes up his time at South and heads to Murray State?
I just want to go back to what I was saying earlier about him being a team player, and I just think he's going to mix in so well with the culture there, you know, with him being able to adapt in any situation, being just a natural leader, and just a guy everybody likes on and off the field. You know, go around the school, and it's going to be impossible finding anybody that doesn't love Harrison. So it's definitely an honor being friends with a guy like that everybody loves and everybody knows. So,
you know, Harrison, and I tell you, your family hearing that, it has to make you feel – but also, to me, that's such a big deal. Football is one thing, but how your teammates, you know, feel about you tells about how you represent yourself in the school, on the sidelines, in the locker room, everything.
Yes, sir, because, I mean, at the end of the day – you got yourself. I mean, football is not going to be here forever. So it's your character and how you present yourself and connections you build along the way that really impacts your life. Not saying that football doesn't impact my life, but I look more towards that than the athletic side of it. Yeah. So,
well, it's been a fascinating conversation, guys. We really appreciate you having you both on here and talking a little bit about yourself. And I know the relationship's going to continue as he proceeds through his football career. And you're going to be right there for him. Rip Blue!
Yeah. And one more thing, too, is because it is. It's been a pleasure, and thanks for being on. And I'll be honest with you. Listen to this. I think you're ready to be a guest on your dad's show in prime time.
That's where he's
going. I don't know
going.
About that now.
Yeah, he's afternoon drive
today,
now.
Prime time now.
That's a big deal.
We're talking to hopefully makes us. We can talk about.
We need to know if he's going to get a pay raise with that. That's a big time position.
There we go. All right. Well, thanks.
2 hours now instead of one. Right?
Oh yeah. Yes,
and then something on Saturday. And Harrison, thank you so much. I mean, obviously we're going to be hanging around. We still got a lot more to go, but we'll let you two go now, and we'll bring up Coach Thompson now, and we're good to go. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Great job. Great job. Appreciate it.
Nice meeting y'all.
All right.
Thank you. All right. Rep Blue, Harrison, Spencer, give it up, y'all. Let's have a round of applause for a couple of our primary conversationalists tonight.